This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking bad news is never easy to do. That's why you come to us, because people just think we're just phenomenal for some reason, or we don't have hearts. And we're like, okay, we'll do it for
Me
you.
Me and Aaron combined have half a heart.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
And Shady has the entire half. I don't know why people think that we're good at breaking bad news.
I don't know.
It's, we just like to do it. Well, yeah. I like to do it.
I like to hear people fight because it makes me feel better about myself.
There you go.
Yeah. And you both question why you don't have girlfriends. This is exactly the reason why. But today we actually have Brittany on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have your email here. And who are you breaking bad news to today, Brittany?
My dad.
Okay.
Dear old daddy. What's your dad's name?
His name's Frank.
Frank.
Oh, Faja. Okay.
So what do you have to tell him today?
I've been thinking about this for years. I have always wanted to get breast augmentation.
Oh.
He always forbade me, but now I'm on my own. I started saving my money, and I'm going to do it. So I want to tell him instead of him being surprised.
Girl, I did it myself almost a year ago. Next week, it'll be a year.
And this is a decision you're making for yourself, right?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes. Okay, so you're 19, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so as far as breaking bad news goes, though, I mean, obviously we're okay. Is your dad kind of like an old-fashioned guy who's like uncomfortable with it? Have you ever told him about this
before? Yeah, definitely. He still thinks I'm his little girl. I wanted to do it when I was a teenager, and he would definitely not let me do that. So it's bad news to him.
Right. We don't judge here.
No, not at all.
But I will say I'm a parent, and I would still feel like you still have time to grow. That's just me, though. Unfortunately, though, mine never grew. They always stayed the same size as looking as an eighth grader.
Well, not anymore. Thanks, Dr. Bartel. Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Bartel. I decided to do something about that. All right. So how do you think your dad's going to react?
I think he's going to be pretty mad.
Yeah. He might start crying, too. So because you're his girl, his little girl. All right. So are you ready, Brittany girl? We have your back.
Are you ready?
We'll help you out.
I'm nervous, but I'm as ready as I'll ever be, I think.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, but your dad won't. Okay. So here we go.
Hey, Sweetie.
Hi, Daddy. I just have something to tell you.
What? What?
What's going on?
I'm getting that breast augmentation.
Oh no! There it is.
So, what?
Dad. I have the money now. I know you think I'm your little girl, but I'm an adult now, and I really want to do this.
Does your mother know this?
Yes, we have talked about it already.
I don't think so, and I think we're going to talk about this again. Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not.
What is he going to do, remove him?
Absolutely not.
Well, if she lives under his roof.
Do you have an appointment? Did you schedule an appointment for this yet?
Yeah,
when is this going to happen?
Scheduled. I'm doing it.
When is it scheduled for?
Dad,
Brittany, tell me now. When is it scheduled for?
I would not want to miss
next month.
Mm-mm. When? I want a date. When?
Oh my gosh. He's not messing around.
It's April 19th.
Okay. We need to have a conversation about this. A very serious conversation about this, okay? Mm-hmm. You understand this? Because I don't think you are old enough to understand what that decision means.
Yeah.
Because you are not.
We're going to break in. Hi, good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Frank. I'm a little scared. This is Krista and Shady and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Your daughter Brittany actually called us to kind of help her out with breaking the bad news to you about the breast augmentation. And obviously, you sound pretty pedoed about this.
Are you in the medical office that's going to do this?
I am not in the medical office.
No, we're just on the radio, the radio station here in town, 93.1 Jams. So, you're talking to actually thousands of people right now about your daughter's breast augmentation.
Yes.
Oh, that's really going to set him off now.
This is a prank. Right?
Nope. No, not at all, actually.
No, I'm sorry. It's not.
She's not going to do this.
Yeah, she's
not going to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
absolutely not. She's 19. She's a very precocious 19-year-old. Very smart. But,
I mean, it's her money, so her body,
stupid,
and her boobs.
Brittany, you're 19, so that means you're an adult.
You know what? It's. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm the one paying for the health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
She's still on my plan. I'm the one who helps pay off the credit cards. I'm the one who pays the insurance for a car. And right now, I'm the one paying for college.
Yeah.
I'm not sending my girl to college with a breast
augmentation. Does she live under your roof still?
Sorry.
No, she's not under. She just moved out.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But she's about to go to college. I understand that. But no, she's still a child. And I don't.
Dad, I'm not a child.
Frank, what about her self-confidence, though?
That is doing getting a boob job. Because let's call it what it is. Breast augmentation. The boob job. That is the least confident thing you can do. You are just catering to other people's expectations that are nonsense.
Dad, this isn't about anybody else. It's about me.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
You know, I'm much older than your daughter. I mean, much older. And I made a decision actually to undergo one after having kids and being at the age because I wanted them for like 20 plus years. I did it for myself. But I can understand, though, as a parent and as her being 19, how you feel that she's still young. I kind of feel that way, too. But I'm not here to be the one to say anything or judge anyone for it because it's a big decision. I think you two just need to sit down together and have a personal conversation about this.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the rest of this call off the air.
I don't judge that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to take the rest of the call off the air. You two need to have a talk and you don't need to have it broadcast to thousands of people.
I mean, it's already been done. But
I mean, too late. But yeah. It's how it is.
But good luck to you. OK.
Thank you.
If you want, though, someone, Dr. Bartell, is it?
Dr. Bartell.
Mic check, 1, 2. Get ready for a rhyme down spectacular. Because I ain't got time for that rhyme.
Everybody knows it's about to go down.
Yes, honey, it is time. I ain't got time for that rhyme. So if you want to play and you want tickets to go see the Super Troopers premiere at Palace Cinema April 19th, give us a call right now at 321-0931. Once again, 321-0931. It's time to play I Ain't Got Time for That Rhyme for the Super Troopers. So this is basically what's going to happen. We will be asked to basically battle each other in a rhyme. Mm-hmm. A rhyme rundown song. So, of course, what will happen, let's see. 931 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, love. Are you ready to play a phenomenal game? I get time for that rhyme.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Okay, great. All right, so Tina, this is your job. I was just trying to explain the game. So what you're going to be doing is actually choosing two of us to battle each other in a rhyme song, okay? So, but what you're going to do is actually just pick a word based off of the song that we have to rhyme. We don't have to rhyme the song with the word, but we have to talk about that word.
That is the subject of the aforementioned
Thank
rap.
You. So let's do this first. Choose the person that you want to battle first. Is it myself, Shady, or Aaron?
Shady and Aaron.
Shady and
I
Aaron.
Just one?
No, that's good. Shady and Aaron. All right, Bring you guys it. Are battling each
Love
other.
It. Bring it.
Very good. Okay, and what is the word that they should be inspired to sing about today?
Head.
Kid?
Head.
No. She said head.
Oh.
So, keep it
shoulders,
in a,
knees, and toes.
Okay,
and toes.
Okay, okay. I'm going to keep
clean,
a PG on this
keep it,
one.
Keep it clean. All right, very good. And then, of course, you're going to decide which one you don't have time for that rhyme. So, basically, who sucked worse. All right, so who wants to begin?
Shady, I believe.
Shady?
All right, so I got this.
You got
All
this?
Right, so you got a bed for me, Krista?
All right, yep. It is coming up. Here we go, Shady. Again, you have to rhyme about a song that includes the word head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, this morning, woke up out of bed, bumped my head, got into the shower, and had so many different thoughts going on in my head. So I grabbed the head and shoulders, reached down to my toes, and brushed off the nickels and dimes that I got from the bros. And I took them out and I threw them in the trash along with those other. Yeah.
Yeah. How
unfair.
That's
all I
got. Yeah, beautiful
That's,
degree of iambic pentameter.
I tried.
That was very good.
Honestly, I
And
be
the
able
parameters
to top it.
That were given, I, you know.
I thought you did a very good job.
Okay, so now Aaron's
all right,
got a
now
shot.
Now, Aaron, you have to rhyme as well about head. Here you go.
I soak my bread in some Hennessy. I like to take some Hennessy and soak some bread. It all goes straight to my head.
Nice.
Then I like to go to bed because I've got a headache from the aforementioned drinking.
That's beautiful.
That's so bad.
All right. So Tina, who?
Who ain't you got time for that rhyme for? Is it Aaron or Shady?
It's me.
It's Shady.
So, do you think Shady did
worse?
Better?
I'm worse or better?
Is Shady better?
Aaron was so bad. Oh, yes, I was. Shady is better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was terrible.
Yeah. You know what, Aaron? It's weird because I love how you threw the word aforementioned in there.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
That aforementioned. Yes. Of course, I had to throw some Hennessy into there.
I liked it.
Chef Henny is an inspiration of mine.
Inspiration to us all.
So, well, congratulations. Yes, Aaron. Tina did not have time for your rhyme today.
That's okay because we're still going to hook her up with tickets to go see Super Troopers 2 at our premiere at Marcus Powell Cinema on April 19th.
Yes, I love it. All right, hold on, love. Congratulations.
Download the podcast now.